Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2242, 10 Thoughts You Should Never Ever Think and Why, part 2, by Mia of SheDreamsAllDay.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Sunday, welcome to OLD, where I read articles to you with permission from the authors. But today being a continuation from yesterday, so I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That's episode 2241. If you're all caught up, let's get right to part 2 and continue optimizing your life. 10 Thoughts You Should Never Ever Think and Why, part 2, by Mia of SheDreamsAllDay.com. Number 5, bad thought, I'm not smart enough. You can learn anything at any time. And also, people are different. We all are, thank God. Thinking you're not clever is a common thought that I know a lot of people struggle with. We are all smart in our own way and have unique areas of expertise. No one, unless you are a wizard, has all the facts. They just don't. If there's something you wish you knew more about, go and learn. Listen to an audiobook on the subject, watch a YouTube video, or crack open a book, so old-fashioned. The knowledge already exists, so go and grab it. And replace with, I'm learning every day, or I am smart, I choose to learn every day because I can and want to. Number 6, bad thought, no one cares. Feeling lonely and self-shame is more common than I'd like it to be, unfortunately. Thinking that nobody likes me or nobody cares about me are aching thoughts we need to diminish immediately because it's just not true. Why do we let these awful thoughts consume us? We as humans have a tendency to focus on the wrong things and the negatives. We'll easily draw conclusions about other people's thoughts about us without actually knowing their truth. This thought stems from feeling insecure and anxious and hits everyone at one point or the other. It's our inner critique and demon voice that we can't seem to shake. Just like it was there for us during our insecure teens, it comes back to haunt us as adults. This is true for everybody, introverts and extroverts alike. Replacing your inner demon takes practice, but don't waste any time and start shaking it off. Replace with, I have loving people who care about me in my life, or I deserve to feel and be loved. And I am. Number 7, bad thought, I should X. Well, saying I should is just as bad as saying I can't. These phrases aren't supportive at all. By indulging in should, you are likely to join the self-pity party, and we don't want that. It's the worst party ever. In addition to this, it makes you feel bad about yourself. Should feeds on negativity and draws even more attention to the fact that you didn't do something. If you find yourself adding a big fat should to every sentence, it implies that you did not succeed at a certain task or that you didn't achieve what you thought was possible. From now on, the word should no longer exists in your vocabulary. Please don't should all over yourself. Replace with, I am working on it, or I am doing X and I feel X because of it. Number 8, bad thought, I wish I could. Wishful thinking often comes alongside his buddy, I can't, which is just fueling your brain the fact that you don't really believe in yourself. And I've got news for you. You are capable and you will succeed. If you train your brain to believe this to be your new truth, visualize it and put in the work, you can do anything. Anything. Warning, I'm about to say something quite cheesy. You only live once, and there is only one you, so make this life count and don't be afraid to dream big. Stop wishing for things to happen and make them happen for yourself. It'd be such a waste if you didn't pursue what lights you up or do what your gut is telling you to. Don't wait around because things won't magically appear. Create opportunities by taking action. Start small and do something every day for 10 minutes. That moves you a little closer to your goal. 10 minutes, that is all. And you'll be on your way. Replace with, I plan to, I am capable, or I will X, insert action. Number 9, bad thought. I didn't succeed, therefore I'm a failure. The word failure has gotten the worst rep ever. You're not a failure if you don't succeed. The only true failure is never trying at all. When you fail, you're actually, believe it or not, succeeding because you are learning. Failing equals learning. You're trying something new, pushing yourself out of your comfort zone and into the unknown. And you most likely won't get it all right at first, but that's okay. Success is a process and we learn along the way. Take things step by step, day by day, and set your expectations of yourself to realistic. No one can do it all in one go. Take baby steps and you'll get there. Think of the things you'll learn on your way. Never be afraid of failing or let the word failure put you off. Take chances, feel the fear, and do it anyway. But don't make the so-called failure mean anything about who you are because it's got nothing on you. Replace with, I know I'll get there. I'm constantly learning and my knowledge will take me there. Or, failure is an opportunity, not a stop sign. And number 10, bad thought, I don't know. Oh, how we love to dwell on and think, I don't know. The sentence isn't doing anybody justice. It's telling your brain to be as confuzzled as you think you are instead of trying to find the answers. When you say that you don't know something, you're giving up on your brain and its opportunity to learn something new. Don't get me wrong, it's more than okay to not have all the answers. However, when it comes to making decisions in life and staying committed to a goal, living it up in I don't know land will prevent you from taking the necessary actions in order for you to have the result you want in your life. In other words, you're more likely to stay still and stuck rather than moving steadily towards your dream life. If you truly believe you don't know something, find out. Embrace your I don't know and learn something new. And foremost, believe in your capability to learn and make quick wit decisions. Indulging in I don't know is such a waste of your precious time on this earth. Replace with, I'll find out and I have the power to do that. Or, I don't know now, but I will soon because, insert action. Before you go. Another way to move from a negative to a positive mindset is to set the right affirmations to support you. I wish you the best of luck with training your mind because remember, you are the only master of it and only you have the power to change your thoughts and in turn, the results in your life. I believe in you. I'll leave you with this genius quote by Tony Robbins. Whatever you hold in your mind on a consistent basis is exactly what you will experience in your life. You just listened to part 2 of the post titled 10 Thoughts You Should Never Ever Think and Why by Mia of SheDreamsAllDay.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's T-H-O-R-N-E thorn.fit/optimal, code optimal for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code optimal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you again to Mia. As we've talked about, this is very simple, but not easy. Practice is required, and I do believe that hearing this content and understanding it is the first step. The more we put these good thoughts and ideas in our head, the more it will become ingrained, and it becomes easier over time to make these changes. So keep at it. Have a great rest of your weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you tomorrow for Minimalist Monday, where your optimal life awaits.